സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തി. ഹാപ്പി ദിവാളി ടു ഓൾ ഓഫ് യു. So nice to see all of you here early morning. All Tivra Mumukshus. It's a really, it's Guru's grace I am here today in front of all of you. I seek my Guru's blessings to speak through me. I am very small person, but my Guru's words, Bhagavan's words, let them come through my voice. I seek my Guru's blessings. We all of us know that Veda Purva Bhaga, Veda Madhya Bhaga, Anta Bhaga, Karma Kanda, Upasana Kanda and Jnana Kanda. Karma Kanda meant for Chittashuddhi, purification of the mind, Mala Nivrityartham, the religious part of our Sanatana Hindu Dharma. The puja, worshipping the Lord, etc. മല നിവൃത്യർത്ഥം, ചിത്ത മല നിവൃത്യർത്ഥം, ഫോർ ദ റിഫൈൻമെന്റ് ഓഫ് ദ മൈൻഡ്, ഫോർ ദ റിമൂവൽ ഓഫ് രാഗ ദ്വേഷ ഫ്രം അവർ മൈൻഡ്, ദ എൻറ്റയർ കർമ്മകാണ്ഡ ഈസ് ഡിസൈൻഡ്. അനദർ ഫാക്കൽറ്റി ഓഫ് ദ മൈൻഡ്, ഫോക്കസിംഗ് to prevent the chitta vikshepa, distraction of the mind. The entire upasana kanda is designed. Ekarupa ishvara bhakti, vishwarupa ishvara bhakti, the upasana dhyanam, chitta vikshepa nivrityartham. Vikshepa means distraction. Nivritti means removal. For the removal of chitta vikshepa, the entire upasana kanda is designed. So we can get focusing mind and we can grasp the subtle teaching when you have the capacity to focus. Then ajnana nivrityartham, basically there is ajnana, self ignorance. We are all born with self ignorance. Intellect cannot withstand with ignorance. Our intellect always wants to come out of the ignorance. The basic ignorance is self-ignorance. In aparavidya, we try to remove all materialistic sciences ignorance. But in Mundakopanishad it says aparavidya hi avidya. However much you study shastras other than Brahma Vidya, any materialistic science, in Upanishadic language, Shiksha, Kalpam, Vyakaranam, Niruktam, Chandas, Jyotisham, all are aparavidya. In modern language we can say computer science, chemistry, physics, dance, music. Any science other than Brahma Vidya is materialistic science. That knowledge is not ultimate, total. Any science you study, it cannot give purnatva, satisfaction, trupti, ananda. No science can give. This is fact. What can give purnatvam? The completeness, satisfaction, ananda. That is only Brahma Vidya. Knowledge about the reality, the truth. What is that reality? What is the truth? Is something else outside? No. It is your own real nature. Shastra says, you are the substratum. You are the source. This is called knowledge. You means not body mind complex. Tat tvam asi. Chandogya Mahavakya. You are that Brahman. You are the source of this universe. Amazing teaching. By which knowledge you are free from insecurity, unhappiness. You attain peace. You recognize you are the peace. Shantaswarupam. Shantam Shivam Advaitam Chaturtham Manyante. Sa Atma Sa Vigneyaha. In Kaivalya Upanishad, the mantra comes, once you recognize your reality, you declare, Maye vasakalam jatam, Mai sarvam pratishthitam, Mai sarvam layam yati. Everything comes out of me, sustaining because of me, merges into me. What a statement is this? First we get information and assimilate, then transformation comes. What do you mean by transformation? Trans the form. I go beyond my form. Ajnana nivritti. Ajnana nivrittyartham jnana yogaha. Chitta nivrityartham, chitta mala nivrityartham, for the removal of impurity, karma yogaha. Vikshepa nivrityartham, upasana yoga. Ajnana nivrityartham, jnana yogaha. Either in this janma or previous janma, we might have completed that karma yoga, upasana yoga. With full interest, curiosity, jignasa, you have come here. You have eliminated chitta mala, chitta vikshepa. You are sitting here just for ajnana nivrityartham. Otherwise you can't come here. You cannot focus like this. You cannot absorb like this. It's not possible. Shastra says that. So, ajnana nivrityartham jnana yoga. When Shastra talks about karma yoga, upasana yoga, jnana yoga, it gives us steps. Karma yoga has got its own steps. Ishvara prityartham karma kuru, prasada buddhya phalam suikuru. As a prasada, you take the results of your actions from the Lord. Upasana yoga, ekarupa upasana, anekarupa upasana. When we come to jnana yoga, our topic is jnana yoga topic today. What are the steps given? Shravana, manana, nididhyasana. Shrotavyo, mantavyo, nididhyasitavyaha. Yajnavalkya tells to Maitreyi, Arey Maitreyi, Atmava arey drashtavyaha. One has to recognize Atma. For that purpose, you have to Shrotavyaha, how to listen from a teacher. What do you mean by listening? Paramarthananda Swamiji gives a statement. Shravanam means what? Consistent, systematic study of Vedantic scriptures under a competent, alive teacher for a length of time. Each word is important. Consistent. Consistently, not with break, not casual. Consistent, systematic. There is a development. Systematic study of what? Not anything else, only Vedantic scriptures. Consistent, systematic study of Vedantic scriptures. What do you mean by Vedantic scriptures? Prasthana Trayam. Prasthana Trayam. What are they? Prasthana Trayam means? Bhagavad Gita, 10 Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, Vedantic scriptures. Under whom I have to study? From a competent teacher. A teacher who can unfold the truth. Brahmanishtha. Shrotraya Brahmanishta is the Uttama Guru. The one who is competent enough to unfold the truth with prakriyas. And who has studied already under a competent teacher, his or her guru, for a length of time. Vedantic scriptures under a competent. Is such a teacher is 15th century teacher or 16th century teacher? No. Alive teacher. Alive teacher. So Shravanam means what? Consistent, systematic study of Vedantic scriptures under a competent, alive teacher. How long? For a length of time. Until you get. How long you eat? Until your stomach you are free from hunger. How much water you drink? Until you feel no thirst now. I am not thirsty at all. I am full. Similarly, how long I have to study? As long as you have sandeha, the doubts about you, about God, about universe, and the relation between these three. Samshaya nivrityartham mananam. Guru is giving, you are Brahman, you are the consciousness, you are the existence principle. I am getting information, but it has to become a convinced fact for me. Yes, oh Guru, it is true. There is no doubt in that. So therefore, samshaya nivrityartham mananam. Reflecting upon the teaching. First shravanam, it gives ajnana nivritti, no? Removal of ignorance. But that is not sufficient. As you are listening the shastra, we get more doubts. How is it possible? How can I be the substratum of the universe? Is it true? Intellect always poses a question. Shastra says, body is unreal. World is unreal. It is mithya. The visible, tangible, gross universe body is unreal. The invisible, intangible, Brahman, Satyam, real. How amazing. But Shastra Mandukya Upanishad talks, just as your dream is unreal from your waker standpoint, similarly, waking world is also unreal from Atma standpoint. Orders of reality. We know only two orders of reality. Dream world, waking world. Projected reality, relative reality. When you know two realities, try to know another reality also through Shastra. Absolute reality. You are the absolute reality. Until you recognize that, discover that truth, you can never have, in Paramarthananda Swamiji's words, PHS. Peace, happiness, security. You can never have. No other way. Only one way. Otherwise your peace is in pieces. Because of purva janma, janma janma samskara, durlabham trayame vaitat, daivanugraha hetukam, manushyatvam mumukshutvam, mahapurusha samshraya. We are all fortunate. We have got daiva anugraha. If you get three, you have got daiva anugraha. Manushyatvam. We all have got manushyatvam. In Viveka Chudamani, Shankaracharya says, manushyatvam, mumukshutvam. I can say you all have mumukshutvam 100%, no doubt. Mahapurusha samshraya. The great teaching through a mahatma, a jnani, a guru. These three you all have got. What a great boon this is. Blessing. Daiva anugraha hetukam. I can say yes. God's grace, Guru's grace. If I equip myself with these two graces, God's grace, Ishvara Krupa, Guru's grace, Guru Krupa, Shastra Krupa comes. Shastra will bless such a person. You all have got that. Shastra Krupa is there for all of you. How Vijay Kapoor is teaching you the Shastra from many years. That means we all have Shastra Krupa. And you are having that effort you are putting. You are having that interest, enthusiasm, Atma Krupa, your own effort. So, Mananam, Samshaya Nivrityartham. In Jnana Yoga, the first step is Shravanam, second step is Mananam, third step, Nididhyasanam. Internalization. Assimilation. If you want drink milk, you put sugar. You won't feel sweet. You taste milk, no sweetness. You put one more spoon and taste no sweetness. Another spoon, no taste. What you have to do when you put one spoon itself, what is required? Stir. Stirring process. Without stirring, the more and more sugar you are pouring, what is the use? Ananta Shastram Bahuveditavyam. Alpascha kalaha bhavascha vignaha yat sarabhutam tad upasitavyam. Just as swan takes milk, leaves water. Similarly, when we are studying Vedanta also, what I have to grasp, exact arthavada vakyani, mahavakyani, there are Srishti Prakriya Vakyani. There are so many words. Upanishad go on talking on and on. Upanishad focus the reality. You have to go along with Upanishad. You should not be attracted to words, the Arthavada Vakyani. Figurative statements. So you require a stirring process called Nididhyasanam, contemplation, the third step of Jnana Yoga. Internalization. Consumed food cannot give energy. Consumed food cannot give energy. Assimilated food alone gives you energy. Yes? Consumed food can never give energy. It has to be assimilated. Similarly, the more and more Shastra I listen, it's not sufficient. I have to internalize each and every word of Lord Krishna, each and every word of Upanishad. When my guru is unfolding, talking, I have to look into that purport, the tatparya. For that we require qualifications. You all of you know. Basic text Tattva Bodha, Shamadi Shatka Sampatti, mind control, sense control, Shamadama Uparama Titiksha Shraddha Samadhanam. Without qualifications, I can never assimilate. As I am hearing the Shastra, I have to equip myself with qualifications. Otherwise, it will become another burden to our intellect. Head weight, they say, Already head is lot of weight it has got. Some more weight it gives. We are so fortunate that Dayananda Swamiji, Pujya Swamiji with us, a great visionary who is capable of unfolding the truth. All disciples of Swamiji, Swami Paramarthanandaji, whom I am exposed to the Swamiji's teaching in Chennai, past 25 years, amazing teaching. Many disciples of Dayananda Swamiji, great change in knowledge, in revealing the Shastra. So Nidhityasanam for internalization. This Pratasmaranam is a Nidhityasana shlokas. Since it is early morning time, I thought of taking Pratasmaran. Since you are all advanced students, so Nididhyasana slokas for contemplation. First I'll chant the first shloka, then you repeat after. First shloka.
Pratasmarami hridisam spuradatma tattvam.
Pratasmarami hridisam spuradatma tattvam.
Sachit sukham paramaham sagatim turiyam. Svapna jagara sushupta mavaiti nityam.
Svapna jagara sushupta mavaiti nityam.
Tad brahma nishkalamaham nacha bhuta sanghaham.
Adi Shankaracharya, the Advaita philosopher. Advaita not established by Adi Shankaracharya, not the founder of Advaita. Advaita was, Advaita is, Advaita ever will be. So Adi Shankaracharya reveals Advaita philosophy by various granthas. There are many works of Adi Shankaracharya related to Bhagavan Ekarupa Saguna Ishvara. Same Adi Shankaracharya writes many works on Upasana. There are many stotrams. Same Shankaracharya writes many works on Advaita. It's very unique. Saguna and Nirguna. Both he writes. Many stotrams, you know, many shlokas of Adi Shankaracharya connected to Sagunam. Formed God. Everyone has to start from Saguna. Without Saguna, you cannot enter into Nirguna. Formless. Concrete, that is Saguna, form, name, form is required. Entire religion is names, form, that is Saguna. Maya Sahitam Brahma. Saguna Ishvara. The Lord in religion we worship is Saguna Ishvara. Ishvara with gunas. Sattva Rajas Tamo Guna மாயா சகிதம் பிரம்ம. தட் இஸ் கான்கிரீட் லெவல், கிராஸ் லெவல். தென் வி ஹாவ் டு கம் டு த அப்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட், நிர்குணம் பிரம்ம. வித்தவுட் நிர்குணம் பிரம்ம, சகுண பிரம்ம நாலேஜ் இஸ் இன்கம்ப்ளீட். வித்தவுட் சகுணம் பிரம்ம ஞானம் that we see in the 7th chapter, 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord talks about Sagunam Brahma, Paraprakriti, Aparaprakriti. Without Sagunam Brahma Jnanam, you cannot come to the abstract teaching, Nirgunam Brahma. So both are important. Without Sagunam Brahma Jnanam, Nirgunam Brahma Jnanam is impossible. Without nirgunam brahma jnanam, formless, nirgunam means what? Attributeless, formless, brahma jnanam is impossible without sagunam brahma. Therefore, our religion and philosophy are wonderful, beautifully designed, well designed. No one can touch. You need not adjust. Accept what is given, understand, enter into Sagunam Brahma religion, grow gracefully out of religion, come to Nirgunam Brahma, and thank the religion. I am very happy, I am very grateful to the religion. I am beyond religion, Turiya Atma. Religion is like a womb of the mother. Just as the baby grows, the fetus grows in the mother's womb. Without mother's womb, the fetus cannot grow. At the same time, the baby should not sit in the mother's womb. After 10 months, if baby sits in the mother's womb, it is very nice. I need not work, I need not go to job, because my mother is giving food. I need not struggle outside. Let me sit in my mother's womb. Baby thinks it's not good for mother and baby. Both of them, it's not good. Baby has to come out. Then the baby grow nicely. Mother is also happy. Similarly, religion is like a womb of the mother. I grow in religion. All rituals, upasanas, whatever we like, we grow in that and slowly grow gracefully, come out of it. This is what Hinduism teaching. The whole Hinduism is like a mother's womb. That is the greatness of Hinduism. It allows the person to grow out of it. It takes the person beyond its religion. It says, my dear child, you are matured, go to Brahma Jnanam, philosophy. That's why spirituality means we have two wings. No? Religion is one wing, philosophy is another wing. True spirituality is that, religion and philosophy. This is philosophy. Temple is religion. This is philosophy. This classroom is a philosophy. By God's grace, either in this Janma or previous Janma, you have got the samskara of that religion, God, and we have come to philosophy. So Shankaracharya's works on philosophy, Advaita Vedanta, masterpieces. Among those masterpieces, this is one. Pratasmaranam. Look into this shloka. Prataha smarami. I contemplate. I remember the early morning. This is only for a Vedantic student who has completed Vedanta study for a length of time. This shloka, Adi Shankaracharya addressing to such a listener who has reasonably heard Tattva Bodha, Bhagavad Gita, and few Upanishads. Those who has understood what is Tattvamasi, what is Satchit. This literal knowledge is there about Nirgunam Brahma. To such a person, Adi Shankaracharya addressing, not a lay person. So this is a very terse subject, very deep subject in Vedanta. Prataha Smarami, early morning, Prataha, early morning. Smarami, I remember. Remember means what? I contemplate. I contemplate. Reliving in the teaching. What? That's a verb. Smarami is a verb. Then, on what you contemplate? That principle which is in the heart, hridi samspurat atmatattvam. Atmatattvam smarami. I contemplate on atmatattvam, the reality, the self. Atma means the self, the capital S we have to write. Tattva means reality. Tasya bhavaha tattvam. Atmatattvam. The reality, the truth, the self, I want to contemplate upon that. Where is it? Where is that Atma Tattva? Is it outside? Like in any other object? No. Atma is aprameyaha, unobjectifiable. Acharya says, hridi samspurat, which is available in my own hridayam, in my own heart. Which is available in my own heart. Hridi means in my own heart, hridayam. Where is the heart? According to Shankaracharya, heart means people say, there is one heart in the left side, there is another heart inside, right side. There are no two hearts. Only one heart we have. That heart is left side, the mamsa pinda, physical heart is there. In that physical heart, if you close your fist like this, angushta matra purushaha madhya atmani tishthati. There is a space in the heart and the physical heart itself. In that space, spurat, samspurat, it's available as awareness. The nature of Atman, as awareness, it is available. How? Aham, aham, iti. I am, that awareness. Hridi samspurat. It is available in my heart as awareness, samspurat. Available. I am experiencing that. What? I am. Amness. I am means what? I exist. I am consciousness principle. To say I am conscious of. When I am conscious of, to be conscious of, I must exist. Listen carefully this point. Beautifully, Acharya presents Hridi samspurat Atma Tattvam. What is that? Sat Chit Sukham. That Hridi samspurat, that which is available in my heart, what is that? That is Sat Chit Sukham. Sat means existence. existent principle. Chit, consciousness principle. Sukham, ananda swarupam. Sukha swarupam. Nitya sukha swarupam. Not anubhava ananda, not anubhava sukham. It is natural. It is not born sukham. It is not janya sukham. It is sukha swarupam. Sat, chit, sukham. These three words are important to understand the entire Vedanta. If these three are not clear, other slokas are irrelevant. Therefore, I want to dwell upon these three words. In Taittiriya Upanishad language, Brahmanandavalli.
Brahma vidapnoti param tadesha bhyukta satyam jnanamanantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam paramevyoman soshnute sarvan kaman saha.
Sutra Bhuta Mantra. The whole Brahmanandavalli is developed Vyakhyanam on this Sutra Bhuta Mantra. There, the mantra tells, Brahma vitu apnoti param. The knower of Brahman attains supreme benefit. Brahma vitu, the knower of Brahman, apnoti param. What is that Brahman? Tadesha abhyukta. That Brahman is satyam, jnanam, anantam brahma. That Brahman is satyam. Trikala abhatyam satyam. Unnegatable at all three periods of time. Past, present and future. Satyam means trikala abhatyam. You cannot negate it at any time. That is satyam. Jnanam, jnana swarupam. It is of the nature of consciousness, being, awareness, consciousness. Jnanam means chit. That jnanam word only Acharya use here as chit. Chit is a short form of Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam short form is Chit. Chit means consciousness, awareness. Sukham, Anandam. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, that word, infinite in Taittiriya. Anantam, infinite in Taittiriya, is presented as Sukham here. When we listen to Sukham word, Gulab Jam, if when I eat, there is a Sukha. When I eat Rasgulla or Laddu, there is a Sukha. It is a born conditional Ananda. Anubhava Ananda. Jinya Ananda. It's not that Sukham we are talking here. In sleep, deep sleep, you are in Atma Ananda. There is no Laddu Ananda, Rasgulla Ananda. Even you do not know on which bed you are sleeping, where you are sleeping. In Sushupti, Gadha Sushupti, no. You are in Ananda Swarupa. Like that, it's our nature, the Sukha Swarupam, called infinite Ananda, not finite Ananda. So, Sat, Chit, Sukha. Now let me analyze this Sat and Chit. Easily to understand, what is Sat and Chit? This is the most toughest part to grasp. Atma is Sat. Atma is Chit. Very simple, I'll tell you. Very, very simple. I am is Sat. Main hu is called Sat. After main hu, I am, whatever you add, it belongs to body-mind complex. I am, you utter first, then you add, I'm a wife, I'm a father, I'm a husband. They all belong to the body-mind complex. When you say only I am, Shuddha Chaitanya, you add anything to that later, your biodata, your visiting card, all belongs to Maya. So, I, the Chaitanyam, am listening through this body. Pure Chaitanyam cannot listen. Shuddha Chaitanyam cannot listen. Pure electricity cannot give light. Just as, you understand simple way, pure Sat, pure Chit, you can never experience, you can never grasp. Just as the electricity. Can you utilize pure electricity? Can pure electricity give light? Can pure electricity help you to listen my voice at the last end? No. Pure electricity has to be manifested through a medium. What is that medium? Bulb, mic, amplifier, gadget, electrical gadgets. So without electrical gadgets, electricity is formless, abstract. Body and a filament. Bulb is a body, gross body. Filament, the subtle body. Electricity is Atma, for example. Imagine, okay. It's not Atma, it's like electricity, bulb, filament. Bulb and filament are useless without electricity. Can they give light? Without bulb and filament, can electricity give light? No. Without electricity, bulb and filament cannot function. Now tell me who is important to get light? Both are important. Which is most important? No answer. For the manifestation of electricity, bulb filament is required. For the existence of electricity, bulb filament is not required. Two words are very important. For the manifestation of electricity and bulb filament, both are required. For the existence of electricity, they are not required. Yes? For the bulb to illumine, to give light, electricity is required. So, for the existence of electricity, electricity is not depending upon the bulb and filament. So, bulb and filament dependently existing upon the electricity. Electricity independently existing. Whether bulb is there, I'll manifest. If bulb is not there, I won't manifest. But either electricity exists or not, I exist. That means electricity is independently existing without bulb and filament. But bulb and filament, no use. We never care for that. For its manifestation, electricity manifestation, bulb and filament, both are helping. For its existence, they are not helping. They are for manifestation of electricity only they are helping. So, bulb and filament, bulb you can take with filament, dependently existing on electricity. Electricity is not dependently existing. Electricity is always there. Now come to Atma. This example is a simple example, no, for our understanding. Come to Darshtanta. This is called Drishtanta. Come to Darshtanta, original. I, the Atma, am Sat, gives existence to this body, to entire universe. Sat. How do I know I am Sat? How do I know I am Sat? By the word you utter, I am. How do I know I am Sat? By the word, any language, 14 languages we use in different ways. Naan iriken, Tamilalla. Nenu unnanu, Telugula. Me hum, Hindi. I am in English. 4 languages. 10 more languages you add, whatever language you speak. First you use the word what? I am. Afterwards only, I am a husband, I am an officer, I am an engineer, so and so. I am. Clear? Later only, I am a Tamilian, I am a Telugu, I am a Kannadiga, I am a Gujarati. Like that you add. Therefore, every one of us, before going to introduce yourself, you must exist. Who introduce oneself? Existent one or non-existent one? I'm introducing myself. He's introducing me. He's introducing non-existent Swamini or existent Swamini? Existent principle only he's introducing, not non-existent. The one who has to introduce, that person also must exist. Vijay Kapoor. Is existent Vijay Kapoor is introducing or non-existent Vijay Kapoor is introducing? Tell me. Existing Vijay Kapoor only can introduce, not non-existent. That existence is called I am. Every one of us say, I am, I am, I am. We use it or not? Every moment, whether you use it or not, also you have that awareness. I am. So that I am existent, are you conscious of that or not? To know that I am existent, you must be conscious of. I know that I am. Next point. First, we say what? I am. I know today morning, November 2nd, there is Swamini's lecture. I know. I am conscious of. To be conscious of, you must be existent in principle. You must exist. Existent one is conscious of or non-existent one is conscious of? What Swamini, morning you are talking so deep subject. This is what we have to study. It's not deep. This is the subject to understand. After taking human birth, this is the assignment we have to complete with Bhagavan. We have come here to complete this assignment. If I won't complete this assignment, Bhagavan gives next birth, any birth, not human birth. Because you have not utilized human birth. You have not completed the assignment. For you, any birth is okay. Isn't it? ఆహార నిద్ర భయమైథునంచ సామాన్యమే తత్ పశుభిర్ నరాణ. సో వై ఐ హావ్ టు గివ్ హ్యూమన్ బర్త్? ఐ హావ్ గివెన్ హ్యూమన్ బర్త్ ఓన్లీ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ దిస్ అసైన్మెంట్. జ్ఞాన యజ్ఞ పరంతప యు హావ్ నాట్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. భగవాన్ సేస్ నెక్స్ట్ బర్త్ ఎనీ బర్త్ ఇస్ ఓకే, లైక్ లెజర్డ్, డాంకీ, మంకీ, బికాస్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు నో. ఇఫ్ వీ ఆర్ నాట్ యూజింగ్ దిస్ బర్త్ ఫర్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్, భగవాన్ కెనాట్ ఎక్స్క్యూజ్. దెర్ఫోర్ కమ్ టు ద పాయింట్, ఐ యామ్ వెన్ ఐ సే ఐ యామ్ సత్, ఐ యామ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. ఇఫ్ ఐ యామ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ఐ మస్ట్ బి కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్. ఎ కాన్షియస్ బీయింగ్ అలోన్ క్యాన్ సే ఐ యామ్. We have sixth sense. Other beings are also existent. They are also conscious of. 84 lakhs of species, among all of them, they are also conscious of. But dog cannot claim I'm a dog. Ant cannot claim I'm an ant. Elephant cannot claim I am elephant. Human being can claim I am a human being. Yes or no? Yes. Now you see, I am the crown of the creation. I, the human being, I am the crown of the creation. Do you agree with me or not? Yes? Yes? They cannot claim. Those are, they are also jivas. There is also Sat, there is also Chit. Here also Sat, the bench you are seeing, the chair you are sitting, there is Sat. Chair is, table is. Sat eva Chit, Chit eva Sat. Satyam alone is Jnanam, Jnanam alone is Sat. Then why here the table is not able to say, I am table? Sat is all pervading, infinite. It is pervading in the bench also. That's why you say table is. Then what about Chit? For that Shastra says, Chit is there because Sadeva Chit, Chideva Sat. Chit is there, then what? There is no subtle body to make the chit to manifest. Bhogya prapancha. In this creation, we say, Shastra tells, Bhagavan created bhokta prapancha and bhogya prapancha. If everything is bhokta prapancha, benchy also walks in. I want to go to bathroom. It walks off. Certain things to be there without the manifestation of the chit. Chit is there but not manifesting because there is no mind here. The upadhi, the mind, subtle body is not there in the bench, the chair. So Bhagavan kept certain things without their subtle mind. So that Chidabhasa is not manifesting. The Chit is not manifesting as Chidabhasa. It is there. Because Satteva Chit, Chideva Sat. This is the very deep teaching of Vedanta. Sat is everything, it manifests. If everything manifests, flask also will, the chit manifest, suppose. I cannot use the flask to drink water. It walks off, no? Everything will walking, no? How can I use it? The shawl is sitting, covering, you are covering. It is sat, shawl is, but chit is not manifesting. Thank God. This is what creation, kept by Bhagavan. Understand this. Sat and chit. So, I am is called Sat. I know that I am is called Chit. Now you are all conscious of my words? All of you are conscious of my words? Sound is not coming. Yeah, very good. You are all conscious of. To be conscious of, you must exist or not? Yes? Yeah. That means you are existence, consciousness, principle. First you are existent, consciousness, principle. What you are conscious of, what way you existent belongs to Maya, Prakriti, body, mind, complex. That is unreal, anityam, karyam, it's a product, changing. I, the consciousness, existent principle, never change. Bulb may change. Tomorrow, new bulb set you can arrange. But electricity will never change. Same electricity. In America also same electricity, India also same electricity. America electricity is different from Indian electricity. Germany different electricity. No. Electricity is one. The mediums through that electricity is going, mediums are different. Similarly, Atma is one. Sat Chit Sukhaswarupa. Now, where is that Sat Chit? Tell me. Where is this Sat Chit? I should not ask now. If I ask where, means? I should not ask where. I am that Sat. I am Chit. Hridi Samsparat. I am aware of. I am conscious of. I know. To know, I must exist. If I exist, I must know. Sat Chit Sukham. In this I am, there is no dukkha. If father I, there is dukkha. Mother-in-law I, there is a dukkha. Employee I, there is a dukkha. But I am, there is no dukkha. No sorrow. What you add to I am, there is a dukkha, there is a sorrow, there is atrupti, dissatisfaction. But as I am, there is no dukkha. There is no sorrow. That is why Sukham. I am the existent consciousness, Ananda Swarupam, Sat Chit Sukham. This is the Gati, Paramahamsa Gatim Turiyam. Turiya means the fourth one. According to Sanskrit grammar, Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturtha is called Chaturtham Manyante Turiyam Manyante. Wise people know this Atma. This Atma is the Paramagati. Paramagatim Turiyam. Paramahamsa Gatim. Paramahamsa means for whom Ahamsaha, I am the Paramatma, is the supreme goal. The Turiyam is the supreme goal of wise people. Goal means not literally, it's a goal to reach a destination. It is an entity, vastu. Turiya is I, the consciousness, existent principle. Turiya Atma. Why it is called Turiya Atma? Yat svapna jagara sushuptam avaiti nityam. This Turiya Atma, I am experiencing, put in inverted commas, experiencing. Don't take literally. If you put, you know, literally, if you take problem, experiencing. I am experiencing this bottle. I am experiencing this flask. I am experiencing this hanky. Is it like that? No. Avaiti. I experience. Yat, yat turiyam, which turiya atma, the fourth one, I the consciousness, existence, principle. For communication sake, Shastra has to use some words. Turiya, fourth one. That's why people sit in samadhi, they go to turiya avastha, turiya atita avastha. Fully avastha only. Problem. We don't want any avastha. That's why Acharya is very clear here. He says, I am in every avastha. Why I have to go to samadhi? Thuri avastha, thuri atita avastha. Hey, I am thuriyam. What is the avastha? I am in every avastha. What is that avastha? Yet, third line, yet swapna jagara sushuptam avaiti. This Satchit Ananda, I, the consciousness, existent principle, when, what time I'm available? At particular time, all the three periods of time, no, all three avasthas, every one of us have three avasthas. I hope you don't have extra fourth avastha. Okay? What are the three avasthas every day? 24 hours, we have three avasthas. You are in which avastha now? You are in? Jagrat avastha. Thanks. I'm very happy. We are all in Jagrat avastha now. Jagrat. Waking state. In waking state, I am. I know. So consciousness, existent principle, I am available as waker. Sthula sharira abhimani atma aham jagradavasthayam. Mandukya mantra. We are in jagradavastha. What do you mean by jagradavastha? Jagradavastha is nothing but when your sense organs are active, when your mind is fully active. It's called Jagrat Avastha. In class also sometimes, without our knowledge, mind becomes passive. Not you. You are all very alert, I know. In Bhagavata Purana, Katha Kalakshepa Undal, 99% of people in Sushupti Avastha. In beginning Vedanta class also, people often goes to Sushupti Avastha. Beginning time. But once you become a Tivra Mumukshu, you are very, very alert, awake. Jagradavastha, I am. Now, in Jagradavastha, waking state, I am. Am I conscious of or not? I am conscious of. I am existent principle, I am conscious of. Now it's available? No. In dream also, I am conscious of dream. As a dreamer, I exist there. I, the Atma, I am dreamer, enlivening the dream body. I, the consciousness principle, I am enlivening the gross body now. I, the consciousness existent principle, I am enlivening. It's a live wire now. Dead body is not live wire. Here another important point. In dead body also consciousness is there, existence is there. But to manifest that consciousness existent principle, that refined mind, subtle body is not there. Bulb is there, filament gone, suppose. Electricity cannot illumine a bulb. Yes? So similarly, dead body, you see, full whole body is there. Satchit is birthless, deathless. It is also there. Then what happened to this body? Shastra says for that, the subtle body left that, detached, dissociated from the gross body. Once the subtle body is not associated with the gross body, the Sat-Chit cannot manifest. It's a mind-boggling for many scientists, many religions. What is missing in this gross body? If Sat and Chit is permanent, Nityam, Satyam, all the time, what happened to this dead body? Further, Shastra says, the subtle body detached. Prarabdha karma is over. This is Shastra's dialogues going on and on. So subtle body dissociated from the gross body. Once gross body, subtle body are in detached condition, the Sat-Chit cannot manifest. You make the body alive. When the subtle body is there, because Sat-Chit is always all-pervading, in its presence, gross body borrows sentiency from subtle body. Subtle body directly borrows sentiency from consciousness, that is Sat-Chit Ananda Brahman, and the subtle body enlivens the gross body, and gross body become alive. Upanishads talks about this beautifully. So Sat-Chit Sukham Jagrat Swapna, in Swapna also dreamer body, subtle body, I the Sat-Chit enlivens. Then in deep sleep, no gross body, you are not conscious of gross body, no subtle body also, no dream also. Aham sukham aswapsam na kinchit avedisham, I slept well, I don't know anything, am I there or not? There? But you cannot recognize that time. When you wake up, you say, yes, I am. I slept well. Aham sukham asvapsam. Nakinchid avedesham. I don't know anything. That person who says after waking, I don't know anything, in sleep, I don't know anything, to say I don't know anything, he must be there. He was there in the deep sleep. Existing, I slept, I don't know anything. That means he is a conscious being or not. In the sleep, if you are not there, you cannot recognize after waking. See, this is very, very interesting study done by our Shastra. Nowhere in the world, no science has studied this. I, the consciousness, the entire Mandukya is based on this. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Yajnavalkya is talking on and on about this. Through Sushupti, we come to establish I, the consciousness existence principle. Without body awareness, mind awareness, I am. That is why after waking you say, I slept well. Who? We come to body consciousness and we forget. So, I slept well. I don't know anything. I don't know anything to say that you must exist. You must be conscious of. With body, what body you are conscious of there? With what role you are conscious of there in that sleep? Tell me now. As American you are conscious of, or as Indian conscious of? As a wife or you are a husband you are conscious of there? I don't know anything to say that. With what role? No role. No identity. You know only, I don't know anything. That means consciousness, existent principle is always there in three periods of time. Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. Sputatara. In Dakshinamurti Stotram it comes. Ya Samvit Vijrumbhate. Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti, Sputatara. Ya Samvit. That is another name for Atma. Samvit. Vichrumbhate. Where? Ah, Brahma Pripilikanta Tanushu Prota Jagat Sakshini. Manisha Panchakam it comes. So therefore he says, Yet Swapna Jagara Sushuptam Avaiti. When? Weekly once or monthly once? Nityam. Every day. Every day we are facing Jagradavastha we are undergoing. Swapnavastha also. Sometimes we remember Swapna, sometimes we may not remember. But every one of us gets Swapna. Sushupti, deep sleep. Avaiti Nityam. Tat Brahma Nishkalam Aham. That consciousness, existent principle, I am, as waker, as a dreamer, as sleeper. I, the consciousness, am waker now. Wakerhood is a temporary shawl. Okay? Just as you are wearing shawl, I, the consciousness, existent principle, am wearing the wakerhood shawl. It is a temporary role, wakerhood, dreamerhood, sleeperhood. I am free from all these three hoods. I am neither waker, nor dreamer, nor sleeper. I am beyond. Avastha traya vilakshanaha. That is what. The fourth line, Tatu Brahma. Who is that? Who is available in Jagradavastha, Swapnavastha, Sushupti Avastha? That is Brahman Nishkalam, partless. Who is that Brahman? Now confidently you can say, who is that Brahman available in all the three avasthas? As I am consciousness principle, awareness principle, who is that? Shankaracharya says, Aham, I am. That Brahman, I am. Now what is my name? What is my name? Brahman. Brahattamatvat Brahman. I am available in this body. I am available in that body. I am available in every body, in every body. In every body, in every body, I am available as what? Consciousness principle. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. Who am I now? I am a spiritual being with an incidental body-mind complex. I am not a human being with a spirit inside. I am not a human being with a spirit inside. That is religion. Okay? Now in philosophy what you say? I am a spiritual being. I, the spirit, Atma. I am spiritual being with incidental body mind vesham. Just you are wearing a coat and another dress inside, another dress inside. Like that, I, the Atma, am wearing three bodies. Sthula Shariram, grass body. Sushma Shariram, subtle body. Karana Shariram, causal body. Without these three bodies, I, the consciousness, cannot manifest. Now the body is beautiful, wonderful, blessing or not? Is it a curse or privilege? Huh? It's a privilege. It's my vibhuti. I, the consciousness, am enlivening this body by borrowing the consciousness from me, this inert body. Give enlivens. First subtle body is enlivened, then subtle body enlivens the gross body. Shastra says. Not Shastra says. First Shastra says we have to say. Then what you have to say? Fact. This is fact. That's called Pramana. Shastra says, this is what you are. Then Shastra also says, now you are wonderful. You are the conscious being. You have understood. My job is over. Shastra, just set aside. Ko vidhi ko nishedha. Ekatra manupashyataha. Ekatvam atma. Everywhere atma. For a jnani, he sees atma in every inert body-mind complex. It's simple. He recognized that absolute reality, paramarthika satyam. When you wake up from dream, dream disappears. Yes? Dream objects are available after waking? Not available. But fortunately, when you wake up to your real nature, you recognize, I am Brahman, the infinite consciousness principle. Making this matter sentient. In my presence, this is sentient. After this knowledge also, waking world continues. That's why jnanis are available, jnani teachers are available. If they also disappear like our dream, no? Once they get jnanam, who will teach us? All ignorant people only will teach. Yes? Once you get jnanam, the jnani disappears. That's what, no, people talk. Once you get moksha, once you become a jnani, wise person will not speak, he will not talk, he will go to silent and he will disappear. What is that? Meaningless statements people are doing. They consider people who are talking, they are not jnanis. Because jnani will not talk. What is this? Jnani should talk. Jnani must, you know, available in the society to talk, to remove the ignorance of other people. God exists. God created the world. God became the world. World is nothing but God. God is available or not? In spite of God became the world, God is available or not? Similarly, a jnani, once he recognized, discovered the truth, paramarthika satyam, higher order of reality, the lower order of reality continues. He moves with the ignorant people as though he doesn't know anything. He comes down to the level of people. Acharya, you see, from Shankaracharya, jnani, you see our Swamiji till today, recent last month only Pujya Swamiji came. At that age, no, how much he is teaching? If Swamiji won't teach, how much? How can we get jnana? So jnanis are very much available. Jnani is alert and very much available in the society to teach, to remove that ignorance. We need not to go to samadhi. He need not disappear. Why he has to disappear? If you get moksha, you will disappear now. We don't want such moksha. What is our moksha? What is our definition of moksha? Tell me. Jivan Mukti. Mukti means freedom. Freedom from limitation, freedom from sorrow, freedom from finitude. It's called Mukti. What do you mean by Mukti? That's why people are confused and confusing others. If you don't have Shastra, proper study from a proper teacher, there are people galore to confuse you. We must have some thinking power. Therefore seek Lord. Oh God, give me a right teacher, right way, right understanding. Please unfold the teaching. Always seek the blessings of the Lord. It's not so easy to understand the exact assimilation. Guru grace is required. Surrender to Guru all the way. Guru blessings will shower on you. Surrender to Shastra. Shastra blessings shower on you. Tat Brahma Nishkalam. Aham. I am. Nacha Bhuta Sangha. I am not this body. It is a conglomeration of Bhuta, means Panchabhutas. Akasha, Vayu, Agni, space, air, fire, water, earth. What is this body? Tell me. All Panchabhutas put together. Made out of Maya. Three gunas. I am not Bhuta Sangaha. I am not the assemblage of body-mind complex. Subtle matter, gross matter. Aham Nishkalam. Brahma Asmi Satchit Sukham. Hridi Samspurat Atma Tattvam. Satchit Sukham. Now, claim, declare to yourself, not world. Okay, I need not hold the mic. I am Satchit Ananda Sukham Brahma. Not for that. To see myself. clarity. I declared myself to myself. Atmana atmanam pasyati. By my own mind. My mind is very clear now. My intellect is very clear. Through that mind, manasa eva aptavyam. Yen manasana manate, a dull mind, a gross mind cannot grasp. Yen manasana manate. Manasai vedam aptavyam. A subtle mind, refined mind, a mind without raga, dvesha, that mind can receive. Once you are under the shastra learning, you will get a pure mind, you will get a focused mind, everything comes. Then you can claim, I am. Own up. This is called owning up. Not getting. This is just owning up. My real nature, I am owning up my own property. I need not get it. It is not a thing to get in time at some particular place. It is just recognition. Recognition. Pratyavijna. In ignorance, I missed this fact. Now in knowledge, I discover. Discover. Remove the cover. Ajnana cover. Who does that? Guru. Shastra. Therefore, with this first shloka is over. Once we'll chant together.
Pratasmarami hrudi samspuradatma tattvam sachit sukham paramaham sagatim turiyam yet svapna jagara sushuptam avaiti nityam Tad Brahma Nishkalamaham Nacha Bhuta Sangha Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
Much break we should take.
10 minutes enough or up to 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.